when the Lord brought this hymn to our hearts for this preparation, I realized the Lord had been working it in my life.
但当这次为着准备信息，神把这首诗歌放在我心里的时候，我才意识到神如何在我的生命里面来慢慢的制作。
And as I heard the brothers and sisters singing, I could tell the Lord has worked this in your hearts as well.
当我听到弟兄姐妹刚刚在唱诗歌的时候，我实在觉着神也在你们众人的心中来同样的工作。
So we really thank the Lord. He has been working in our hearts.
所以我们感谢神为着他在我们每个人里面的工作。
And for today, the topic that I have is just one word.
今天我的主题只有一个词。
As I was preparing, the Lord put one word in my heart.
当我来预备的时候，神只把一个词放在我的心里。
Steadfast.
坚固。
Steadfast.
坚固。
If you are taking notes, just write down this one word as the summary.
如果你现在正在记笔记的话呢，就只要记下这一个词，坚固就够了。
Steadfast.
坚固。
Now the Lord wants us to be steadfast with Him.
神愿我们同他一同坚固。
He wants us to walk steadfastly with Him.
让我们能够来坚定坚固的与他一同来同行。
You remember from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, God wanted to walk with man.
你记得当初在伊甸园里的时候，神就想要与人来同行。
And all throughout history, God has longed and has delighted to find people that are walking with Him.
在历史的长河当中，神也一直喜悦来寻找那愿与他同行的人。
And He's looking for people who will walk steadfastly.
并且他所要寻找的是能够来坚定坚固的与他同行的人。
Who among us can say that we are steadfast?
在我们当中有谁能说我是坚固的呢？
Maybe it's better, we'll define steadfastness first.
那我想我们要先来为坚固来下一个定义。
It means settled and not fluctuating.
那就是说你已经立定了并且不会动摇。
In the original Greek, the word for steadfastness means sitting or seated.
那在这个希腊文当中，坚固这个词就是说能够安定的定下坐下。
Now all of us are doing a very good job at sitting right now.
那现在我们每个人都坐得很好。
Maybe as the hour goes on, you may shift a little bit from the left or the right.
那也许一会儿我们时间长了，你可能要左移一下，右移一下。
So I'll give a better example of steadfastness.
那我为大家举一个相对来说更好一点的例子。
If we think about this earth that we live on,
如果我们想一想我们现在所生活的地球，
this earth rotates around its own axis.
那地球就照着自己的地轴来自转。
And this gives us day and night.
让我们就有了日和夜。
This is extremely important for us.
这对我们的生活来说非常的重要。
And then this earth, as it's spinning, it's also orbiting the sun.
那当地球自转的同时呢，它也绕着太阳来公转。
And this gives us the seasons.
这就让我们有了四季。
Now in Houston, we might not know what seasons are.
也许我们生活在休斯顿的并不知道什么是季节的变换。
But there's spring, summer, fall, and winter.
但其实呢，一年有春夏秋冬。
And then the sun at the center of our galaxy.
那太阳作为我们银河系的中心。
It produces energy.
它也产生能量。
And it gives light.
也同样带来生命。
I think all of us know the importance of that.
我想我们每个人都知道这件事有何等的重要。
So we see in nature these examples of steadfastness.
当我们看到自然，看到这些坚固的例子的时候。
But how about closer to home?
那在我们家中又是如何呢？
How about our parents?
我们的父母。
Children, would you say your parents are steadfast?
在座的孩子们，你觉着你们的家长们他们是坚固的吗？
There's probably a lot that you don't see.
也许有很多是你看到他们是看不到的。
Parents work, they cook, they clean.
他们要工作，他们要为你们做饭，他们也要来整洁家务。
They drive you to and from school and your extracurricular activities.
他们开车带你们到学校，带你们到各样的课外活动。
They pay bills and do the taxes.
他们要付各样的账单，要每一年准备报税。
It's almost time to do taxes, by the way.
现在马上这个要报税的季节又要到了。
They fix the house and they maintain the car.
他们要来修理房子，并且还要能够来保养车子。
So many things a parent does to make sure the household is in order.
很多作为父母有很多要做的事情，好让这个家能够有安息。
So that we as children don't have to worry about these things.
让我们这些做儿女的不至于为此而过于担忧。
So I would say parents are a good example of steadfastness.
所以我想作为父母的他们是坚固的一个很好的榜样。
Things that are steadfast can be counted on.
那些坚固的事是我们所能够依靠的。
These are things you can depend on.
也是你所能够来依赖的。
Now, children, on the other hand, are not very steadfast.
那孩子们呢在另外一边来说他们并不是非常的坚固。
I'm not talking about the middle schoolers.
我不是说在座的初中生们。
I have some younger children.
我自己有更小的孩子。
And I like to take walks with my children.
我很喜欢带着孩子一起出去走一走。
I think many parents, when you have young children, you think of a certain thing when you first start taking walks with your children.
那我想作为这个有年轻孩子的家长们，当你带着孩子一起往外走的时候，你能够想到一些事情。
You think it's going to be sunny and beautiful and pleasant.
你觉得外边的天气一定是阳光明媚，并且这个过程非常的愉快。
And your little child's going to be walking right next to you.
你觉得孩子就在你的脚边跟你一起走。
Maybe they'll be skipping or singing.
也许他们一边跳一边唱。
And you'll talk to them about nature, about the trees and the birds.
你要跟他们来讲这个自然何等的美好，看看这个树，看看这个鸟。
But in reality, your children are running everywhere.
那事实是怎样的？你的孩子可能就到处乱跑。
They are chasing squirrels like dogs.
他们就可能像狗一样去那里追这些小松鼠们。
Even barking into other people's backyards.
也许他们就在别人的院子后边在那乱叫。
Well, those are just my children. I don't know if all of your children do those same things.
我只是说我的孩子有时会这样，不知道你们家的孩子到底如何。
But the point is, children are not very steadfast.
但我想要表达的就是孩子们他们并不坚固。
They go wherever they want and they do whatever they want.
他们想到哪儿就去哪儿，想做什么就做什么。
Now God loves us as children.
神爱我们就好像他的孩子一样。
But he also wants us to grow up.
但他同样也盼望我们能够慢慢长大。
So today we're going to learn a lesson from a character, a person in the Bible.
今天我们要从圣经当中的一个人物来一同的学习和思考。
I'll give a quiz to the middle schoolers first.
那对在座的初中生们，我有一个问题要考一考你们。
You should have learned these things in elementary school, and I'm sure your teachers have taught you in middle school as well.
那我相信在你小学的时候呢，已经学过了这些，我也相信你初中的老师都教过你了。
In the Old Testament, who was the strongest man in all the earth?
在旧约当中，谁是最强壮的？
You can say it. Who is it? You can say it. Samson.
Samson,、
yes.
参孙是旧约当中最强壮的。
Now, in the Old Testament, who was the wisest in all the earth?
在旧约当中，谁是最聪明、最有智慧的
？Solomon, yes.
Solomon, 所罗门。
Yeah. If you have the answer, say it confidently.
如果你知道答案的话，就请充满自信地讲出来。
Now, this one's more difficult. Who was the most humble in all the earth?
那这个比较有挑战，谁是最
？I'm just asking the middle schoolers. Just the middle schoolers.
这个问题只是针对初中生们。Mm-hmm.
Job was humbled a lot, but he's not the most humble in all the earth.
约伯非常的谦卑，但他不是个最谦卑的。
I'll give you a hint. The brother who was leading the hymn already talked about him. Moses.
Yes.
Some of you may have already been saying it, but Moses was the most humble man in all the earth.
摩西是世上最谦卑的人。
It says that in Numbers 12:3.
那这个在民数记十二章第三节那里有所记载。
And Moses...led the people of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years.
摩西在四十年当中带领以色列人经过旷野。
In those 40 years, he walked with God all throughout that.
这四十年当中，摩西一直与神同行。
So today we want to learn the secret of steadfastness from the life of Moses.
所以今天我们就愿从摩西他的坚固当中来更多的学习和思考。
And as our brother referenced, we want to look at Acts chapter 7.
那就像弟兄提到的，我们要看一看《使徒行传》第七章。
So turn with me to Acts chapter 7.
所以请大家与我一同把圣经翻到《使徒行传》第七章。
Yep, Acts chapter 7, verses 17 through 30.
我们要来看十七节到三十节。
This is Stephen's account before the Sanhedrin.
这是斯提凡提到的摩西在他被主接走之前。
So I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
弟兄会先读英文，翻译的会读中文。
But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. At this time Moses was born and was well pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds.
及至神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到，以色列民在埃及兴盛众多，直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起，他用诡计带我们的宗族，苦害我们的祖宗，叫他们丢弃婴孩，使婴孩不能存活。那时摩西生下来俊美非凡，在他父亲家里抚养了3个月，他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿拾了去，养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed, and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. And the next day he appeared to 2 of them as they were fighting, and tried to reconcile them, saying, Men, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday? Then, at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had 2 sons.
他将到40岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就庇护他，护庇他，为那受欺负的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。他以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。第二天遇见2个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？那欺负邻舍的把他推开，说谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？摩西听见这话就逃走了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了2个儿子。
And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai.
过了40年，在西奈山的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。
We can see from this passage that Moses had a very strong background.
我们看到在这节当中提到摩西，他有一个非常坚固的背景。
He had a great education.
他有很好的教育。
All that Egypt had to offer.
是当时埃及所能提供的一切。
Egypt at that time was the most advanced civilization in all the earth.
那当时摩西是当时埃及是地上最发达的文明之一。
And Moses held the position of the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
那摩西他当时也被作为法老的女儿养大。
He probably wasn't in line to become Pharaoh, but he had a place within the monarchy.
即便他当时不能够来作为法老的继位人，他当时在皇室当中也占有一席之地。
And what's more, we see that Moses was mighty in word and deed.
并且我们看到摩西不管是言语还是能力都极有大能。
He's not only was he smart, he was physically capable.
他不仅非常的有智慧，并且他也很有勇力。
But even more than that, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
比这更多的是他不愿只被称为法老女儿的儿子。
We see that in Hebrews, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter because he wanted to be with his Hebrew brethren.
因为我们看到他不愿做法老女儿的儿子，他愿与他的希伯来的弟兄同在。
So he had a great education, he was capable, and he had a heart for the Lord and his people.
所以他受过埃及最好的教育，他也非常的有能力，并且他有一个心是为着他的希伯来的弟兄们。
If we were interviewing candidates to deliver the people of Israel from Egypt,
如果我们要来访问一下在埃及的人，谁愿意来拯救他的希伯来的弟兄们？
It would be hard to find a better candidate than Moses, right?
我想很难能够找一个比摩西更适合的人了。
Seems like Moses thought the same thing.
我觉得摩西好像也是这样来想的。
So Moses had it in his heart to go visit his brothers.
所以摩西他就定了意要去来拜访他的弟兄们。
And remember, when he went out by faith.
请大家记得，当摩西这样出去的时候，他是带着信心来出去的。
By going out to his brethren, he was by faith forsaking Egypt.
当时他是在信心当中来舍弃了埃及，来到他的弟兄当中。
But even though he did these things by faith, what happened next?
但即便他如此做是照着信心，那下面发生的是什么呢？
He saw an opportunity to deliver his brother.
他看到一个机会能够来拯救他的弟兄们。
Now he didn't kill the Egyptian in a struggle or stepping into the situation.
那他好像当时并不是要这样努力的要来杀这个埃及人，或者是来进入到这个环境的里边。
But Moses waited until he thought no one was looking, and then he went to kill that Egyptian.
那摩西其实当时是等到他以为没有人看到的时候，他才去来杀了那个埃及人。
So Moses committed premeditated murder.
所以摩西是在这里非常有计划的来谋杀了一个人。
Moses had faith and he had good intentions.
摩西有信心，他也有很好的意愿。
He went out by faith.
他是在信心当中才走出了这一步。
He lived out his faith.
他也把他的信心能够活了出来。
But what was it that came out when he tried?
但当他这样尝试的时候，那个真正产生的结果是什么呢？
It was his self-life.
是他自己的生命。
Now,I want to define a little bit about what I mean by self-life.
我想要来更多的解释一下什么是我所说的这个自己的生命。
We as human beings are made of three parts.
我们作为人有三个部分。
We have a body,
我们有
a soul, and a spirit.
我们有身体，我们有魂，我们也有灵。
With a body, we communicate with the physical world.
借着身体，我们能与够这个物质的世界来交通。
And with the spirit, we can communicate with God.
借着灵，我们能够与神有交通。
And the soul is formed by the reaction of the spirit and the body.
那魂的话呢，就是我们的身体和我们的灵之间的这个交互。
The soul is the seat of our personality.
我们个人的这个我们的性格都在我们的魂里。
It's our mind, our will, and our emotions.
是我们的思想、我们的意愿、我们的情感。
So what I mean by self-life is.What I think, what I want, what I feel, this is what I do.
所以我刚才提到的这个自己的生命就是讲到我想要做的，我所愿意去做的，我的志向在哪里。
This self-life is me on the throne of my heart. I decide, I choose.
这个自己的生命就坐在我心中的王座上，我要来选择，我要来决定。
So Moses thought he did the right thing.
摩西以为他做的是正确的事。
But his brethren didn't accept him.
但是他的弟兄们却不接受。
Now, Moses had to flee to the wilderness to escape the wrath of Pharaoh.
所以摩西当时就要逃到旷野来躲避法老的愤怒。
And he was in a very bad position.
他当时在一个非常坏的光景当中。
He was not welcomed by Egypt.
他不被埃及人所接受。
And he wasn't accepted by the children of Israel.
他也不被以色列的儿女所接受。
He probably had a lot of thoughts in his mind as he fled and he stayed in the wilderness.
我想当时他逃到旷野，在那里隐藏的时候，他的思绪一定非常的复杂。
It says he fled and he dwelt in the land of Midian.
圣经告诉我们，他躲避到米甸，在那里寄居。
And he sat down by a well.
他就坐在井边。
He was probably thinking, what went wrong?
也许他正在想，到底什么不对了。
I think we often ask ourselves the same question.
我想我们常常自己也这样问我们。
We often make excuses for ourselves when we fall short of God's purpose for us.
当我们有愧于神向着我们的心意的时候，我们常常为自己找很多的借口。
When we lose our temper,
当我们发脾气的时候。
When we deal poorly with our children,
当我们不能够好好善待我们的儿女的时候。
When we deal poorly with our husband or our wives,
当我们对我们的配偶、丈夫或妻子不能够好言相劝的时候，
our brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄姐妹，
or we just do something because we wanted to do it, or because we felt like it,
或者是我们做一些事情只不过是因为我们自己想这样做，
we can blame our wives because they said something they shouldn't have,
我们也许可以来埋怨我们的妻子，因为他们先讲了一些不好听的话，
we can blame our husbands because they always forget,
因为我们也可以来抱怨我们的丈夫，他们总是忘掉一些事情。
We can blame our parents because they're unfair and they don't understand.
我们也可以抱怨我们的家长，因为他们不公平，他们不了解我们。
We can blame our siblings because you can always blame your siblings.
也我们也可以抱怨一下我们的这个弟兄姐妹，因为他们我们总是这样做的。
Yeah. And we can blame our brothers and sisters in the church.
我们也可以刚才讲的是这个你自己的这个直系的弟兄姐妹，现在讲的是教会的弟兄姐妹，我们也可以抱怨他们。
This brother or this sister, they always say this.
这个弟兄这个姐妹总是这样讲。
I know exactly what they're going to say before they even open their mouth.
他还没张嘴，我都知道他下边要说什么。
They always do this.
他总是这样做。
And I always see it.
我每一次都看到了。
We have so many excuses in our minds.
在我们的思想的里面，总有各种各样的借口。
And sometimes it's just I feel like this or I don't feel like it.
有时候我就觉得啊，我喜欢这样，我不喜欢那样。
We are full of excuses for ourselves.
我们自己里面总有各种各样的借口。
But we are responsible.
但是我们要为事情负责。
All of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为我们众人都要来到基督的审判台前。
All of us will give account of ourselves to God.
我们个人也必要将自己的事在神的面前来陈明。
On that day, I can't point my finger at anybody else.
当那日我没有办法来向着别人指指点点。
It will be only me and God at that judgment.
因为在那个审判台前只有我和神。
And I can't point the finger at God.
我更没有办法把我的指头指向神。
So I will have to point it to myself.
所以我只能来指责自己。
So we need to hurry up and learn this lesson today.
所以我们今天真的有这样的一个迫切要来学这个功课。
Because we don't want to wait until that day to realize I was actually at fault for everything.
因为我们不愿到了那日才明白，原来凡事的错都在我。
This is part of spiritual responsibility.
那这个就讲到我们在属灵上的责任。
No one is responsible for our actions except for us.
除了我们自己，没有别人要为我们来负责。
It's because my self-life ruled, so I made this decision.
是因为我里边的自己的生命来掌权，所以我才这样做了这个选择。
My husband, my wife, my children, they didn't make this decision for me.
我的丈夫，我的妻子，我的孩子，他们并没有为我来做那样的选择。
It wasn't my brother or sister who forced me to lose my temper.
也不是我的弟兄或我的姐妹让我来发了脾气。
It was me.
是我自己。
And I think Moses had plenty of time in the desert to think about this.
我想摩西在旷野当中有很多的时间能够仔细的来思想。
He went into the wilderness a young man at the age of 40.
当他进到旷野的时候还是40岁一个年轻人。
He was a young man at the age of 40.
他是一个年轻人当时他只有40岁。
And he stayed there until he was 80.
他在那里直到80岁。
And Moses knew throughout those 40 years, he was the problem.
我想在那40年当中摩西意识到他才是这个问题的所在。
It was only him there. There was no Egyptian, there was no Hebrew, it was just Moses.
因为在旷野当中也没有埃及人也没有希伯来人只有摩西他自己。
And after those 40 years, that strong, that wise, that ambitious young man, he was gone.
经过这40年那个蛮有雄心那个强壮的年轻人已经不再存在了。
Moses at age 80 was nothing like he was at age 40.
80岁的摩西跟40岁的他已经完全不再是一个人。
Yet it was now at this point in Moses' life that the Lord appeared to him.
然而正是在他80岁的时候神却向他显现。
It was at this time that the Lord wanted to use him.
是在这个时候神才要来使用摩西。
Now what was Moses' response?
那摩西的回应是什么呢?
Did he say yes, finally?
他说啊终于等到这个时候了。
After 40 years,
过了40年了。
Let's pick up where we left off.
让我们就从当时放下的开始吧。
I'll show everyone.
我要让每一个人都看到。
No.
他的回应不是这样。
That Moses was gone.
那样一个摩西已经不在了。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 3, verses 6 through 11.
让我们看一看出埃及记三章六节到十一节摩西是怎样回复的。
Exodus chapter 3, verses 6 to 11.
出埃及记第三章六到十一节。
Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father. This is the Lord speaking.I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
在这里神说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的怨声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要拯救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
Pay attention here.
请大家特别注意这里。
But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
Here's the invitation of God. Come now, therefore.
神在这里邀请摩西，来吧。
But what did Moses say?
但摩西怎么说呢？
Who am I?
我是什么人？
Who am I?
我是什么人？
After 40 years, God's timing was finally right.
经过40年，神的时间终于到了。
The cry of his people had come to him.
他子民的哀求到了神这里。
And the Lord was speaking to Moses.
神也对摩西说话。
But Moses said, Who am I?
但摩西却说，我是什么人？
Brothers and sisters, this Moses at age 80 is more blessed than the Moses at age 40.
弟兄姐妹，80岁的摩西比40岁的摩西更蒙福。
Even if it should take us 40 years to get to the same condition, it will have been worth it.
即便花了40年摩西才能达到如此的光景，但这是值得的。
Who am I?
我是什么人呢？
We remember last week our sister shared about her unfair director.
我们记得上星期的时候，我们的姐妹讲了她那个不公平的领导。
From man's point of view, she had every right to seek justice.
从人的眼光来看，她有一切的权利来为自己鸣不平。
Sitting there in my seat, I wanted to seek justice for her.
当时我坐在那里的时候，我就觉着我要为他鸣不平。
But we thank the Lord for her response.
但我们为着他的回应而感谢神。
And who am I to seek justice?
我是谁呢？我有什么权利要来鸣不平呢？
We think about actually in the Corinthian church, they had lawsuits against one another.
我们就想到在哥林多的教会，当时弟兄姐妹在那里彼此相告。
There were differences that they had, and they were actually going to the courts in Corinth to sue one another.
当时他们因为彼此之间的不同，他们在哥林多要到那里的法庭上去来彼此相告。
But you remember Paul wrote to them. He said, "Why not rather be wronged?"
但你记得保罗怎么写信告诉他们说，为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Then I have a personal example too.
我自己也有一个个人的例子。
For the past few years.I have felt that the Lord was leading me and gifting me to preach.
那在过去的几年当中，我觉得神就一点点的带领我，也给我恩赐，让我能够来讲道。
I felt that the Lord was really opening up His Word to me in many ways.
我觉得神在很多的方面把他的话来开启给我。
I would write down your 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute messages.
那我就会写下来一个5分钟, 10分钟, 15分钟的短篇。
And those of you who've been in Bible study or prayer meeting with me these last few years,
那些能够在这个周五的查经或者是祷告聚会当中跟我一起聚集的弟兄姐妹，
you might have heard some sermons come out.
也许你在当中可能听到我讲那么一两篇的信息。
For that, I apologize.
为此我也向大家抱歉。
But this time, just a month and a half ago, I was invited to share.
大概一个半月之前我就被邀请要来分享。
Not even the whole time, just sharing half of the time with my brother.
那不是说我要讲整篇，而是我与弟兄个人占一半的时间。
I almost said no.
我当时几乎说不。
I told my wife.
我当时跟我的妻子说。
You know, I haven't wanted to do anything else for the past few years.
我告诉他说，你知道在过去的几年当中我想做的并没有其他的事。
But I don't know if I can.
但是我却不知道自己能不能行。
Over the past year, the Lord has really been working in my life.
在过去一年里面，神特别的在我生命的里面有一些工作。
I have been to the lowest points in my life over the past year.
在过去的一年里，我好像到了人生的最低谷。
And when the brothers invited me, I was at a low point.
当我正在最低谷的时候，弟兄却邀请我。
How dare I stand up here and share the word of God?
我怎么敢站在这里来分享神的话呢？
How dare I share a pulpit with any other brother who shares a message?
我怎么能够站在这样一个讲台与其他弟兄、其他分享的弟兄来在一样的地位上呢？
I'm not eloquent anymore.
我不再是那个好像很有口才的人。
I don't have a good vocabulary.
我的词汇也不是这么的美。
And I stutter.
有的时候我也会。
I don't know the Chinese for that.
口吃，有的时候我可能也会用口吃。
Sometimes I can't get the words out of my mouth.
就是有的时候我这个脑子里边想的话，嘴里边说不出来。
But the Lord put it in my heart.
但神却放在我心里。
Now is the right time.
现在是那合适的时间了。
All those years when I thought I was ready and I was preparing my messages.
有过去这么多年，我都觉得我一直准备好了，我也在那里自己默默地准备我的信息。
I wasn't ready yet.
但那时在神看却没有好。
But now at that point, the Lord said, "Say yes."
但在这样一个时间，神却让我说接受这个挑战。
So I said yes.
所以我就说，好的，我愿意。
And we thank the Lord.
所以我们感谢神。
We're really thankful that that Stephen from a few years ago did not get to preach to you.
Oh, 我感谢神，不是那几年之前的那个 Stephen 今天来向大家来讲信息。
And I thank the Lord for the work He did in my life to make me ready.
我也感谢神，在我生活当中、生命里面的一些制作，让我能够预备好。
It is not like the Lord deals with us once and then we're perfect.
不是说神来制作我们一次，我们就完美了。
But what He wants is a people who always say, Lord.Your will be done, not my will.
他所要找的是一批人能够愿说，神啊，愿你的旨意成就，而不是我自己的意愿。
He will bring up different situations and different people into our lives.
他会带领不同的环境、不同的人来进到我们的生活的里。
Where every temptation in our heart is to say, I'm going to take care of this. I know what to do.
我们心中一定有各种各样的引诱，会让我们说，我知道该怎么做，我能够把这事情办好。
And at that moment.I have the opportunity to yield to him.
但就是在那个关口，我们却有这样的机会能够来顺服于神。
And that yielding, saying, Lord, you can have your way, that is the sign of someone who has been dealt with.
就是这样一个迹象，人愿说，主啊，你知道该如何做，是一个被神所制作过的人，他身上带有的记号。
We know that the Lord wants a people who will walk steadfastly with him.
我们知道神愿寻找一般愿与他坚固同行的人。
This is the Lord who loves us.
神是爱我们的神。
This is the Lord who loves us most and who loves us best.
神是那一位最爱我们也爱我们到极致的神。
I know there are many things in our minds and in our hearts.
我知道我们的心里我们的脑海当中都有很多的事情。
But I believe in our hearts we are saying, Lord, I want to walk with you.
但我盼望在我们心中我们也都愿说主啊我愿与你同行
I want to be steadfast
我愿做那坚固的
But the key to this is that our self-life needs to be dealt with
但关键在于我们个人的生命要来被制作
When Moses allowed his self-life to be dealt with
当摩西让他自己的生命能够来被对付的时候
During those 40 years in the desert
在旷野的40年里
That was when he could begin to walk steadfastly with the Lord
这让他开始能够坚固的与神同行。
Hopefully, it doesn't take us 40 years.
盼望在我们个人的身上不需要40年这么久。
The prayer of our hearts, we ask the Lord to do what it takes to make us steadfast.
我们心中的祷告就是说，主啊，愿你能够让我们个人被预备好，能够来坚固。
May the Lord continue to bless His word to us.
愿主继续来祝福他的话语。
Good morning.
早上好。
With the time remaining, we want to continue in the burden that our brother Stephen started.
那下面的时间我们愿继续 Stephen 弟兄刚刚开始给我们的这样一个负担。
We want to put what he just shared in context of what the Lord's burden has been to us in 2024.
那愿借着弟兄刚才所说的来分享神在我们心中在2024年给我们的一些负担。
What has the Lord been telling us?
神在今年一直在向我们说什么呢？
Christ must be all and in all.
基督是一切又住在个人之内。
He must be everything to us in every aspect of our lives.
他必须在我们个人的生命当中是我们的一切。
Remember, no Christ plus.
记得吗？没有基督加。
But that won't happen. It can't happen until we totally surrender.
那这件事情，直到我们个人愿意完全降服下来，才真正能够发生。
Until that self life that Stephen was talking about is dealt with.
直到刚刚 Stephen 弟兄讲的那个自己的生命能够完全的被对付。
Until we let go of all these other things that we're holding on to and cling only to Him.
直到我们能够放下自己手中的一切，而单单的来依靠他。
Now, our brother Lord, it's good to learn from brothers and sisters.
那感谢神，让我们常常能够在弟兄姐妹当中有所学习。
And one thing I've learned from Lawrence is that it's good to set a goal. It's good to set a goal for the time.
那从这个 Lawrence 弟兄身上，我就学了一个很好的功课，就是对时间上你要有一个目标。
So let's be clear about the goal.
所以我们现在要搞清楚我们的目标是什么。
If we leave this room saying, okay, I have to surrender, that's not just good enough.
如果我们离开这个房间的时候说，哦，我应该顺服，应该降服，那还不够。
The goal is for us to surrender before we leave this room.
目的是我们今天离开这个房子之前，我们就要降服。
To acknowledge that we're a wreck, but to say, Lord, the wreck is in your hand.
我们能够来承认说主啊这个破碎的船就在你的手里
to make that honest transaction with him
能够与主有这样一个诚实的交流
so let's just turn to the Lord once again
所以让我们再一次回到主的面前
Lord even now what our brother just shared we see that there is a great discrepancy between what we're called to and where we're at in our natural self
主借着弟兄刚才所分享的我们意识到我们此刻所在的光景与你呼召我们要去之地中间实在是有一个间隔。
We're so thankful that we can surrender to you right now.
我们何等的感恩，因为此刻我们就能够把自己交托在你的手中。
The wreck is in your hand.
我们这条破碎的船就在你的手中。
And we want you to be all in and all.
我们愿你在一切之中又在一切之上。
So lead us into the reality of that right now.
所以主啊，求你带领我们到那个时机。
Amen.
Amen.
The middle schoolers know this, but I always like to just start with a verse.
初中生很了解我，我开始的时候呢，总喜欢引用一节圣经。
It provides a roadmap for everything else.
这为我们剩下所讲的就提供了一条道路。
So the one verse for this part is Hebrews 6 verse 19.
所以我下面要讲的这一节圣经呢，就是在希伯来书六章十九节。
And you'll notice it has that word steadfastness in it.
那如果读英文的话呢，特别有同样的词就是 steadfastness。我们中文是坚固。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
We're going to focus on the beginning of that verse. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
我们下面所要注意的是前半段，我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚。
My hope is that we can start connecting the dots between this, what our brother just shared.
我的盼望就是下面我们能够把弟兄所分享的与我要讲的连接起来。
We're called to steadfastness.
我们讲的是这个坚固。
But I'm a pretty wretched person.
但我自己呢却是这样一个破碎的人。
How do we bridge the gap?
那我们如何能够来把这个间隔来关掉呢?
Well, praise God, we have an anchor for our soul.
我们感谢神，因为我们灵魂有一个锚。
And so, middle schoolers, you wrote down steadfastness already. Now you can start drawing an anchor.
那如果初中生们，刚才你写了坚固这个词，现在你可以画上一个锚。
First question, what is an anchor and what is its purpose?
那第一个问题，什么是锚？它的目的是什么呢？
An anchor is something used to keep a boat in place.
这锚是让船能够定在一个地方。
That's its one purpose.
这是它的目的。
Without it,The boat is just driven wherever the winds and waves drive it.
如果没有锚的话，风和浪就会把船飘到其他的地方。
And there's three primary circumstances when an anchor is used.
那锚要使用的话，主要有三个特殊的环境。
In a storm, a captain will drop the anchor to avoid capsizing or crashing into the rocks.
当起了风浪的时候呢，这个船长就要把锚抛下，以免船倾覆。
You may not know this, but navigating a boat is constant work.
也许你不知道，但其实驾船是一个非常劳累的工作。
So the second circumstance that the captain will drop anchor is just to take a break.
所以其实第二个船长要把锚抛下，就是让他能够休息一会儿。
He won't get any rest until he drops anchor.
因为他如果不把这个锚抛下去的话，他就没有办法休息。
And you also drop anchor when you reach home.
那第三个就是如果你已经到了家，回了家的话呢，你就会把锚抛下去。
When you come to your final destination.
当你达到你的终点的时候。
Well, how does an anchor work?
那这个锚到底怎么样能够工作呢？
You have to follow my engineering mind here, sorry.
大家要原谅我，因为我自己是个工程师，我的想法非常的像工程师。
There's three key characteristics.
那这个锚的身上它有三个特点。
It's heavy. There's weight.
它非常的重，这个锚它有很大的重量。
It also has to be durable.
这个锚要坚固。
And there's a certain shape.
而且它有一个特殊的形状。
He's got it right there. He drew it. Good job, Jonathan.
画得非常好。
And we're actually going to go into that, so I'm glad you have that picture in front of you.
那前面的小弟兄他画了一个锚的非常好，因为我们下面要讲到这个细节。
You know, speaking of the weight of the anchor, the weightier the anchor is, generally, the better it is.
那讲到这个锚的重量，通常来说，越重锚越好。
Because an anchor is only as good as the depth to which it penetrates the water.
因为这个锚它如果能够往下沉得越深的话呢，它就越好。
It's an interesting physics problem, right?
这是一个非常有趣的物理上的问题。
The weight of the anchor is always on the boat.
因为这个锚的重量是在船上。
But it's completely useless until the captain chooses to drop it into the water.
但是呢，这个锚真正起作用是这个船长要把锚从船上抛下去那一刻。
Do you understand?
大家明白吗
？The anchor also has to be durable.
这个锚要同样够坚固。
If the captain drops anchor and is worried all night that the anchor is not going to be there when he wakes up, do you think he sleeps very well?
如果这个船长把锚抛下去，他整夜就想到，哎，我明天早上起来的时候这个锚还在不在？你觉得他能睡好吗
？Think of all the forces opposing that anchor.
想一想这四个力量来阻止这个锚。
So the anchor has to be strong and incorruptible.
这个锚必须要坚固并且它不会朽坏。
And a good effective anchor also has a certain shape.
那这个锚呢它有一个特殊的形状。
Interestingly, the shape is known as a cross.
那非常有趣的是呢锚的形状我们也叫它十字。
It has a very distinguishable vertical component and horizontal component.
它有非常独立并且明确的一个竖直的部分和一个横着的部分。
The majority of the weight is in the vertical component.
重量大部分在这个竖着的部分上。
But the horizontal component is what helps it find its footing on the seabed.
但横着的部分让它能够在这个海面上，在这个海床上找到它的那个位置。
And so if the anchor lacks either one of these components, it's pretty ineffective.
所以如果锚缺少了这两部分当中任何一个部分，它都不够有效。
So then we get to this very important question.
下面我们要问一个非常重要的问题。
What is my soul and why does it need an anchor?
什么是我的魂它为什么需要一个锚呢
Well, thankfully, Stephen already discussed what my soul is.
感谢神，因为刚才 Stephen 弟兄已经告诉我们了什么是魂。
I feel, I want, I will.
我喜欢的，我想要的，我要做的。
But it's interesting to know that God did not make this us with the soul in charge, did he?
但非常有趣的是神制作我们不是要我们的魂来掌权。
In Genesis 1:26, it says, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the heavens, over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
在创世纪一章二十六节那里讲到神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫
We were made to have dominion over this world not let it be our master
我们被造是要做这地上的主人，而不是要做我们自己的主人。
And when God made us, he anchored us because he gave us his life in our spirits.
当神造我们之后，他给我们有一个锚，因为他把他的灵放在我们的里面。
And our spirits became the home of Christ's life.
我们的灵就成为基督生命能够所居住的所在。
So you might be wondering, so what is it about Christ's life that makes it such a good anchor?
那你可能要问，是什么让基督的生命能够成为这样一个锚呢？
We said a good anchor is weighty, durable, and has a certain shape.
我们刚才提到，这个一个好的锚要有足够的分量，它要有坚固的这个属性，并且它要有特殊的形状。
Let me just give you three related characteristics of the Christ life.
那下面我要告诉大家，基督的生命有怎样三个相关的特性。
Glory, eternity, and fellowship.
荣耀、永恒，还有交通。
The root of the word glory is used in the Bible is actually weight, heaviness, and worth.
那在这个荣耀这个词在圣经当中提到它的词根的时候，就讲到有这个重量。
Paul helps explain this very well in 2 Corinthians 4:17.
那保罗在哥林多后书第四章十七节那里就特别好的讲出了这一点。
Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working a far more exceeding and eternal weight.Of glory.
我们这至战至今的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And so we see from the beginning God's heart was always for us to be filled with this worth, with this weight, with this glory.
所以我们看到从起初神就愿我们的生命当中能够充满他的价值，这个重量和那个荣耀。
There really is nothing more weighty, more worthy than the life of Christ.
那除了基督的生命以外，没有什么比这是更有分量的。
And we also see in this verse that it's an eternal weight of glory.
并且我们看到这个荣耀也是永远的荣耀。
Speaking of durability.
就是讲到这个持久性。
You know, Christ is the eternal one and he created us with, and he set eternity in our hearts.
那神是基督是那永远的，所以他在创造我们的时候也把永生放在我们心里。
Now, if I was to ask some of us what eternal means, a lot of people might say, oh, it's immortal.
那如果我要问大家什么是永生，你可能会说那就是不死的。
It means I won't die, I'll last forever.
就是说我是不会死的，我会活到永远。
But the good news is it means a lot more than just that.
但好消息是永生比这还要更多。
Because if you and I lived forever, but we lived in our sin and self forever, that'd be pretty miserable, right?
因为如果你和我是在自己的罪和过犯当中活到永远的话，这个事情真的是让人感觉非常的没有盼望。
And so what we see, it's so wonderful, is that when God gave us eternal life, he not only gave us a life that never ends, but he gave us a life that is perfect.
所以我们感谢神，当他把永生放在我们心里的时候，他不只是把这个长久的生命，还是把他那个美好的生命给赐给我们。
Strong and incorruptible.
是那个刚强，是那个不会朽坏的生命。
Now we get to this third and final aspect of this Christ life.
那我们现在要来到这个基督生命的第三个方面。
Fellowship, the cross.
讲到交通，讲到这个十字架。
Fellowship talks about relationship with God and with each other.
因为交通不仅讲到竖的我们与神之间的交通，也讲到横的我们彼此之间的交通。
Loving God and loving each other.
爱神，彼此相爱。
It doesn't happen without the work of the cross.
但不借着十字架的工作，这个没有办法成就。
It can't happen without that self-life that Stephen was talking about being nullified.
如果我们自己的生命，刚才 Stephen 弟兄所讲到，没有被神所对付过的话，这个爱是不可能产生的。
And God's love instead coming in and taking over.
直到神的生命能够进入到我们里面来掌权。
Constraining me to love him and to love others.
能够来控制我们，让我们来爱他，也彼此相爱。
All of us have to come to that realization. I am not love, but God is love.
这都需要我们能够真正的意识到，我们没有爱心，唯有神是爱。
And so here's what I propose to you.
所以我现在来建议大家如此做。
Since there's nothing weightier,
因为没有比神更重的。
No one more eternal.
也没有比他更持久。
And no one so full of love as our Lord Jesus.
也没有像主耶稣一样这么满有爱的。
There is no greater anchor for our souls.
所以对我们的魂来说，没有比这更好的锚。
Unfortunately, when Adam and Eve disobeyed in the garden, we know something died.
但不幸的是，我们知道在伊甸园当中，当亚当和和挪亚亚当和夏娃亚当和夏娃吃了这个果子的时候，有一件事情死掉了。
Their spirit.
就是人的灵。
And the soul took over.
魂就掌了权。
And what Stephen was talking about, that wretched state that we're in, that's what came to being.
就是那刚才 Stephen 弟兄所讲到那个破碎的那个光景是我们要进入的。
And we were completely anchorless.
我们就完全没有了锚。
Circumstances come, we're driven by them.
环境来了，我们就像它，就像被风浪推的推走一样。
Sin comes in, we start sinking.
那罪进来了，我们就要沉下去。
There's no weight to steady us.
没有办法能够让我们坚固。
Nothing durable or strong in our lives.
在我们的生命的里面也没有什么能够持续的。
There's no cross to help grip us to the rocks even when we can't see them for ourselves.
当我们在环境里面的时候，没有这样的一个十字架能够把我们扎根在下边。
We were forced in that instant, right, in that condition, to cast our anchor instead of dropping it.
在那样一个环境里面，我们所要做的不是说把这个锚落下去，而是要把锚投出去。
Do you know what I mean by that?
大家明白我说的是什么吗？
So, casting an anchor is usually done when you're in your little small boat.
抛锚这个动作是当你在一个相对来说比较小的船上的时候才需要的。
And it requires my skill and my strength.
需要我有一定的技巧和力量。
As long as my life is my life, as long as everything is under my control, everything's up to my skill and my strength, what's the result?
如果我的生命还是我的生命，如果一切的这个成功都依托于我有怎样的技巧，我有怎样的力量，那大家觉得这个会是怎样的结果？
I don't have to go into that, right?
我不需要往下再说很多。
We all know what happens.
我们都知道会发生什么。
It's miserable, right?
那这个结局一定会非常的悲惨。
It's depressing.
让我们真的是感觉非常的沮丧。
Think about how easy it is, though, to drop anchor.
那大家想一想，要落一个锚是何等的容易。
It's a matter of release.
就只要我们把这个锚松下就行了。
A child can do it.
一个孩子都能够做。
It's a choice.
只是一个选择。
Drop anchor.
把锚放下去。
You just push a button.
就只要按一个键就可以了。
Release the lever.
只要把这个把手扒起来。
You understand?
大家明白吗?
Simple.
很简单。
There was a day when each of us saved by grace surrendered to the Lord.
那有一天我们都能够向神来降服。
For the first time we knew what it was to be anchored.
我们第一次来意识到什么是有锚的。
Because the spirit within us was reborn.
因为在我们里面的灵重生的时候。
And all that glory, that eternity, that fellowship was ours.
那个荣耀，那个持久，那个交通就都是我们的了。
We finally knew what it was to find rest.
我们终于明白什么是得着安息。
And we finally experienced what it was like to be home.
我们也终于明白什么是那个回家的感受。
So I just encourage you, if you're lost this morning,
我愿这样来鼓励大家，如果今天早上你迷路了，
if you're tired of living your own life,
如果你在自己的生命当中感到非常的疲惫，
doing your own thing,
在你自己所忙碌的事情当中，
living by your own skill and strength,
靠着自己的能力，自己的技巧来生活，
I encourage you,
我鼓励你，
just surrender,
能够向神降服。
It's amazing how simple Christ has made it for.
我们何等的奇妙是，基督是一切。
He says in Romans 10 verse 9, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
他在罗马书当中讲到说我们要口里承认。
What is that?
这是什么呢？
I'm not in charge, you are God.
我不是那个掌权的，你是神。
And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead.
心里相信神叫他从死里复活。
Lord, I'm tired of living by my own skill and strength. I surrender to you.
主，我实在是疲惫于靠着自己的技巧和能力生活，我愿降服于你。
You do that, you're saved.
如果你这样做，你就必然得救。
It's as simple as that.
就是如此的简单。
Isn't that wonderful?
这何等的奇妙。
Amen.
Amen.
But I can't lie to you, a problem remains.
当然我不能向大家说谎，仍有问题需要解决。
Stephen talked about it.
Stephen 刚才讲到了。
Somebody, the wrong person is still on the throne of my heart.
有的时候在我心中的宝座上坐着一个错误的王。
Me.
就是我自己。
Me hates to obey.
因为我很讨厌来顺服。
Me only loves me.
因为我只爱自己。
And me is incredibly stubborn.
这个我呢又非常的顽固。
He's forced off the throne one day.
有一天他好像被丢下了这个皇位。
And guess where he is the very next morning, he's ready to take charge.
但第二天呢他好像又回来了。
So that's why our soul needs to be anchored.
所以这就是为什么我们的魂需要有一个锚。
And this needs to be a constant and proactive choice.
这是需要一个持续的，并且我们要不断主动的来进行选择。
I told you that we're going to have a goal right at the end of this time.
刚才我提到了，在我们这段时间结束之后，我们要有一个目标。
So if we're going to do that, we're going to have to answer some questions.
如果我们要成功的话呢，我们要回答一些问题。
Not to me.
不是要向我来做回答。
I'm going to ask some questions, and we need to bring them before the Lord and answer them before Him.
那我们提的问题，我们要把这些问题带到主的面前，也要在神的面前来进行回答。
The first question, am I diligently surrendering to the Lord?
第一个问题就是说，我有没有殷勤的向主来降服？
In view of our wretched self-life,
如果你有一个破碎的自己的生命，
our choice to surrender has to be made every day, and it has to be made proactively every day.
那我们的选择要每一天要主动的来做。
By that I mean it has to be made at the beginning of the day.
我这样说就是说每一天开始的时候我们就要做这个选择。
The moment we open our eyes, Lord Jesus, you're in charge, not me.
当我们睁眼的那刻我们要在心中说主啊主耶稣啊你是那位掌权的不是我自己。
You're the leader, I'm not.
你是那个带领的我不是。
You know, this is what a lot of us have been reading through 1st and 2nd Peter recently.
那这是我们很多最近读到彼得前后书的弟兄所知道的。
And this is what Peter is exhorting us to do in 2nd Peter 1:10.
这是彼得在后书一章十节当中来鼓励我们、劝勉我们所做的。
He says, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure.
应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
What is he saying?
他说的是什么呢？
He's saying Christ's life in all its glory, in all its eternity, in all its fellowship is fully yours.
他就说基督那个荣耀、那个坚固、那个充满交通的生命全都是你的。
But drop your anchor.
但是落下你的锚。
Choose, diligently choose to surrender to him.
殷勤的选择向他降服。
If we don't, it's like we have no anchor at all.
如果我们不这样做的话我们就好像没有锚一样。
So if you feel like you're stumbling through life,
就如果你觉得你在生活当中走得磕磕绊绊
I have to ask you a question.
那我要来问问题。
Are you diligently surrendering to the Lord?
你有没有殷勤的来顺服于主呢？
The shameful reality is that if we're not diligently surrendering to the Lord, we're diligently resorting to the false anchors of this world.
那不幸的这个事实就是，如果我们不是向主来殷勤的顺服的话，我们就是向这个世界来殷勤的降服。
They have no weight or glory, no eternity.
那就没有荣耀，也没有永生。
Our careers,
我们的事业
，education,
教育
，money,
钱财
，our media,
媒体
，our phones,
我们的手机。
All these things quickly become what we put our hope and trust in.
这些事情就很快成为了我们所依靠所信赖的。
You know what they are?
你知道他们是什么吗？
You see those little things that you put on children to help them float when they're learning how to swim?
大家有没有看到过在小孩子刚学游泳的时候你给他身上穿一些东西？
I call them a floaty.
我给他们称作一个小的这个漂浮物。
Yeah. Little pool toys.
是在这个小的泳池当中的一个玩具。
That's what those are.
这就是那些东西所示的。
They're not anchors.
他们并不是那个锚。
They result in a very fruitless life.
它让我们的生命没有任何的果实。
I think Jesus says it best in Mark 8:36 and 37.
那主耶稣在马可福音第八章那里就讲得非常的好。
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world if he forfeits his own soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their own soul?
人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Let me put this clearly. Our soul is the most, one of the most valuable things that we have.
我们的魂是我们所拥有最有价值的东西。
And we throw it away for this trash.
但我们却为了这样一堆垃圾把我们的宝贝丢掉。
But when we see the worth of our Lord, it's a very easy decision all of a sudden to give up the rights to ourselves.
但当我们看到神他的宝贵的时候，对我们来说就很容易，让我们能够来丢掉我们所宝贵的。
I should rephrase that. It's a simple decision.
让我来重新讲，我想那就会是一个容易的选择。
Not necessarily easy.
是一个简单的选择，但却并不是一个容易的选择。
And what makes it even harder for us to gulp and to take in is the fact that what he's called us to is an unconditional, absolute, total surrender.
那神所召我们要进入的也是一个没有条件完全的降服。
You know, it's not good enough for us to drop anchor once a week on Sundays.
你知道如果我们只是每个星期的星期天来抛一次来落一次锚那还不够。
Or if we're really good, we drop anchor every weekly meeting.
如果我们够好的话也许我们每一周的各个聚会当中我们都来抛一次锚。
Attending a meeting is not surrendering.
去参加一个聚会并不是真正的顺服。
Not necessarily.
这不一定是一个完全的降服。
We need to be diligent about making those honest transactions with the Lord.
我们需要来殷勤的与主有那诚实的交通。
We know we're wrecks.
我们知道我们都是破碎的。
But are we wrecks because we're just Sunday Christians?
我们是不是因为只是一个周日的基督徒而是破碎的呢？
It's our privilege as the children of God to have an anchor for our souls.
作为神的儿女，我们有这样一个特权，能够为我们的灵魂找到一个锚。
To enjoy His rest every day, now and forever.
能够每一天都来享受他所给我们的安息。
And if we're wondering why our children seem to grow up in this church, they get saved, they get baptized, but then they grow up to live their own lives, why is that?
如果我们看到在我们聚会当中长大的很多的孩子他们在这里得救在这里受洗但是长大了之后却去过自己的生活为什么呢
where do we think they learned that kind of behavior from
大家觉着他们是从谁的身上学了这样一个道路一个选择
So we have to ask ourselves how do we expect our children our families others to fully surrender if we have not first
所以我们要问自己如果我们自己不能够完全的降服于神的话我们如何期待我们的家人我们的朋友我们的弟兄姐妹这样做呢
Perhaps it's some storms that are hindering us, we say.
也许我们要说是有生活当中各样的风浪来阻止我们不能这样选择。
And that gets us to our second question. What's hindering me from total surrender?
那这就让我们进入到第二个问题是什么拦阻了我们来完全的降服
I was thinking about it. Surrendering, like we said before, a child can do it. It's incredibly simple.
刚才我们讲到降服，一个孩子都可以做，是一个很简单的一个动作。
And the Lord has even given us two very wonderful avenues to make that choice.
并且神也给我们两个非常好的道路，能够走向这个完全。
Through prayer and His Word.
借着祷告，借着他的话。
You know, prayer, we complicate it so much.
祷告我们常常把它变得很复杂。
When the king asked Nehemiah, why do you look so sad? Nehemiah had a millisecond before he had to respond.
当王来问尼希米你为什么看起来脸有愁容的时候他只有毫秒来思想该如何回答。
In that millisecond, he made the choice.
就在那个毫秒的里面他做了选择。
Lord, please help me.
主啊请你告诉我。
It says in Psalm 18, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
在诗篇18章当中讲到，我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。
So when your coworker this week asks you a question, a very difficult question, asking you for the answer, what are we going to do?
所以当你的同事如果下面一周要过来问你一个非常难的问题，你要怎么做？
Lord, give me the answer.
主啊，求你把答案告诉我。
When our children need to be disciplined,
如果我们的孩子需要被管教
Lord, please teach me how to train them in love.
主啊，求你告诉我该如何的来教导他们。
It's a wonderful secret.
这是一个非常美好的秘诀。
And what we might not realize is, in that moment, we're dropping anchor.
也许我们没有意识到，当我们这样做的时候，在那一刻，我们就是抛下了我们的锚。
And the word of God is like that strong chain tethering us to the anchor.
这个神的话就是那一个非常强壮的链子，能够把我们连向那个锚。
But if it's to remain, it has to be hidden in our hearts.
但如果要来存住的话，必须要在我们的心里。
It says in Psalm 119:11, "Thy word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee."
在诗篇119篇那里讲到，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
God doesn't mean the storms that we're going through to hinder our surrender.
神不是要我们所经历的风浪来阻挡我们来完全降服于他。
Corrie Ten Boom, a great missionary who survived the Holocaust and the Nazi invasion in World War II.
Corrie Boom, 这是一个非常伟大的宣教士，他曾在二战的荷兰经历过纳粹的入侵。
She said, in order to realize the worth of the anchor, one needs to feel the stress of the storm.
那他就讲到，只有经过风暴的洗礼，人才会明白锚有多么重要。
So brothers and sisters, thank God for the storms that we're going through.
弟兄姐妹，我们要感谢神，让我们经历一些风浪。
The very thing that we spend most of our time complaining about are the great expressions of God's love.
我们常常所抱怨的事情，常常正是神向我们表达爱的所在。
Because it's through those storms that we begin to appreciate the worth of our anchor.
因为唯有经过这些风暴，我们才能够真正感恩于神所给我们的锚。
And sending those, allowing those storms, he's saying, "I won't let you go."
让这些风浪经过，神说我不会放下你。
So maybe may we be teachable and respond to this love of His.
所以让我们向着神的爱有一颗受教的心。
And this is what David says in Psalm 23, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me."
这就是大卫在诗篇23篇那里所讲到的，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And there's no need for us to feel constantly worn out.
我们也不需要常常好像感觉非常的疲惫。
I see a lot of tired people here this morning.
早上我看到很多人好像真的是非常的疲惫。
A lot of you are catching a quick nap.
好像有些人能够来在这里享受一段小小的安息。
But I want to encourage you, there's a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God.
但我要提醒大家的是，我们的心在神的面前能够得着真正的安息。
If anybody knows how tiring navigating this world is, it's our Lord Jesus.
如果有人知道真正在这个世界上能够经过这些劳苦到底有多么的难，那这个人是耶稣。
And that's why he says, "Come to me.All you who labor, you who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your soul."
所以主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。
So don't worry, I only have one more question for us to answer.
那大家不要担心，我还有最后一个问题。
Are we home?
我们在家吗?
Are you home?
你在家里吗?
At the beginning, we talked about how dropping an anchor signifies that we've reached home.
开始的时候我们讲到当你落下锚的时候就代表了你已经回到了家。
What does it mean to come home?
那回到家到底意味着什么呢?
I have the privilege of going into the office every day, so I get the privilege of coming home every day.
那我非常幸运，我每天都要去公司上班，所以呢，我也非常幸运，每一天有经历这个回家的这个过程。
The joy of coming home, is it only my joy that I'm talking about?
那讲到回家的时候，是不是只是讲我自己非常的开心呢？
Don't get me wrong, I'm always so happy to come home.
大家不要误解，每一次回家的时候，我真的都非常的开心。
You know what makes me so happy?
但你知道什么让我开心吗？
To see how happy my wife and kids are.
能够看到我的妻子、我的孩子们，他们在家中是何等的开心。
What am I getting at?
我要表达的是什么
？Brothers and sisters, it's our great privilege to daily surrender to the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在每天有何等的特权，能够向神来降服。
You and I often don't realize it, but when we surrender to Him, we're telling Him, "I'm home."
也许我们不这样意识到，但每一次我们向他降服的时候，我们是向主来说：“主啊，我回家了。”
And it will truly fill us with such joy when we do that.
也让我们里面真的能够带来何等的喜乐。
But what we often overlook is the joy that it gives our Father.
但我们常常所忽视的就是当我们这样做的时候能够让我们的天父得着何等的喜乐。
It's like that jar of the alabaster jar that Mary broke and the perfume filled the whole house.
就好像是玛利亚所打开的那个打碎的那个香膏。
The foxes had holes.
狐狸有洞。
The birds of the air had their nests.
鸟有窝。
But until she did that, the Son of Man had no place to rest his head.
但若他不那样做，人子就没有可安歇的地方。
Isn't it interesting to think about how when Jesus came to this earth as a baby, he came to those who were surrendered?
我们是不是可以想一想，当主耶稣作为一个婴孩来到这地上的时候，他来到的是那些能够向他完全降服的人当中。
And in that moment right before his death,
在他死前的那一刻，
He chose to be with those who were surrendered.
他选择与那些能够完全降服的人来一起同在。
Does that not impress something upon our hearts this morning as we wait for His coming?
当我们如今在等候主的再来的时候，刚才所提到的不在我们心中留下一些印象吗？
Brothers and sisters, abandonment, this unconditional surrender is most precious to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，向神完全的降服对他来说是最宝贵的。
It's much more valuable than our spiritual knowledge.
这对我们来说比有属灵的知识更加的宝贵。
It's much more valuable than our personal holiness.
也比我们个人的圣洁更加的宝贵。
We must surrender to Him completely.
我们要向他完全的顺服。
We have no home, and He has no home until we do.
我们没有家，主也没有家，直到我们向他完全的降服。
So, with the time remaining, let's just...Bow our heads in prayer and make those honest transactions with the Lord.
那下面剩下的时间，愿我们能够来低头，向主有一个诚实、真实的交通。
Don't leave this room without surrendering to Him.
若我们离开这个房子之前，愿我们都能够向他有真实的降服。